This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are indeed live from the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at A&A Casino and Resort. It is a grand old time, and we will dive heavy into the college basketball here throughout the entire day. But we're going to start with the home team. Portland Trailblazers last night get their first win in 11 tries against a team over 500. Despite playing better basketball, the better teams have gotten the best of them, whether it was in overtime against the New York Knicks, overtime against the Cleveland Cavaliers, not being able to close out against the Detroit Pistons or the Golden State Warriors. They get it done last night against the Memphis Grizzlies, 115-99, in a game that had a lot of ups and downs and a lot of different flow to it. But where I think you have to start is the play and production of one Denny Avdia last night.
Whew.
Has another monster performance, his second career game and second game this month of 30-plus points, 15-plus rebounds, and 5-plus assists. He finishes the first half with 26 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. He was absolutely unstoppable, as were the Blazers. They dropped 38 points in the first quarter, 33 points in the second quarter, and the Memphis Grizzlies got absolutely smacked in the mouth with a 71-point first half from the Portland Trailblazers.
They shot, I think it was at one point, over 50% from three until the second quarter when it started to drop off. But it seemed like, I mean, Duop and Denny, everybody was shooting threes and hitting them, and obviously that's not sustainable, but that's what contributed to such a nice first half. But really, Denny, the whole game, I mean, you talk about a game that was up and down, but still throughout that, even in the third quarter where it looked a little bit bleak for Portland at times, Denny, man, he showed up, and he, I feel like, has proven that Blazers got him for a steal. He is the player, I think, beyond the player that everybody thought he could be. If you look at his season averages, he's pretty much matching the production they had in Washington last season. And everybody was wondering, oh, can Denny repeat that? Was that just a fluke? It's not a fluke, okay? He's a sure starting small forward in the NBA, and the dude can shoot, and he can take it to the hoop really hard. And he almost had a triple-double last night. He fills up the stat sheet on really good nights. So nice to see Denny having the production that he did. That's my wife's new favorite player, by the way, is Denny Avdia.
Well,
so very exciting.
I think he's a lot of people's new favorite player because there's not a lot of people around the league that are watching Denny Avdia for the Washington Wizards outside of Washington, D.C. And I can tell you, the local media that was there, the fan base that is there in D.C., Denny, they love him. They love him unabashedly, and they know what he can be and what he can do. And on the season now, Denny Avdia averaging 16 points, seven rebounds, four assists. He is shooting 47, 36, 78 from the field. And if you
Damn.
Throw out that first month of the season,
yeah,
he's basically 17, 7, and 4. And what has been incredible is over his last 10 games, it's 22, 10, and 6 on 50, 47, 83 splits. He has been phenomenal down the stretch for them. Like I mentioned, he has had two monster games this month and really over the last 10 days against the Warriors and then last night against the Grizzlies. We should mention the Grizzlies without John Morant last night.
Yeah.
Talked to a few Grizzlies folks who kind of raised an eyebrow at John Morant having a quote-unquote hamstring injury. Are they trying to maybe bubble wrap him because he's so injury prone? But the Grizzlies are kind of in a bit of a funk right now. And really, you look around the Western Conference, the standings right now are getting very compressed in a couple different areas.
Yeah.
The Oklahoma City Thunder have a 12.5 game lead on the number two Houston Rockets. They're good. And what they did last night was nasty. We talked about it yesterday. They play the 76ers, and they sat, I think there was eight guys on the injury report. And it bears mentioning the Oklahoma City owned the Thunder's or the 76ers pick, top six protected.
Yes.
So they were trying to game the system there, give the 76ers a win, push them a little further up the standings. Couldn't figure that one out, though, because they still dog walked the 76ers. But you look at teams 2 through 8, they are separated by 5 games. Now, there's really 2 groups. The Rockets, Lakers, Nuggets, Grizzlies are all separated by 2 games. 2 through 5. The Warriors, Clippers, and Timberwolves are separated by a game.
That's
why
insane.
That matters is the Warriors are currently the 6th seed, which means they are in the playoffs and they would avoid the play-in. The Clippers and Timberwolves, both a game back, are 7 and 8. They are in the play-in. Now, the Grizzlies are only 3 games ahead of that group, and they have been struggling as of late. They are also 2 games back of the Rockets. So you see this compression that is happening in these couple different groups. And then there's another group. There's been compression. The Phoenix Suns have surpassed, because of a tiebreaker, the Dallas Mavericks for the play-in. Last night, the Phoenix Suns pull off a win. The Dallas Mavericks pull a victory out of the jaws, or pull a defeat out of the jaws of victory.
Shocked and awed.
A 4-point lead with 40 seconds remaining. The Indiana Pacers go to the free throw line, knock down the free throw, get a steal after the inbounds, an egregious turnover from Max Christie. Bing, 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 ball bounces around. They hit the three and take the lead. I couldn't believe what I saw, but the machinations around the NBA have manifested as such, with the Trailblazers getting a win against the Grizzlies last night. The math is mathing. The math was not mathing a week ago for the Blazers to make the play-in. It is now mathing.
It's really close.
The Portland Trailblazers, as it sits this morning, are 2 games out of the play-in. I have said, I personally, if I was running the team, I would rather see them go to the lottery odds,
okay,
get to that probably the 8th pick or 8th best odds, I should say, which would give you a better than a 25% chance at a potential top 4 pick.
Yeah.
The number 1 pick odds are very slim at that point in time.
2%, yeah.
Now, when you get up there, you're closer to it was a 6 or 9.
Okay,
but again, it's still very small. What you're looking at is hopefully getting into the top 4 of the NBA draft, because that means the top 5 is where the goods are in this draft. That's always kind of true. Obviously, there's a drop-off after Cooper Flagg, but after that, it's Dylan Harper. And then it's a group of, you know, Ace Bailey, VJ Edgecombe, Kasparis Jakšionis, and Trey Johnson of Texas, who we'll get to them here in a little bit. They're no longer playing. But the Portland Trailblazers get a win against a team above 500. And now they take on the Denver Nuggets on Friday. Then they get the Cleveland Cavaliers and Boston Celtics. If they're going to have a chance at the play-in, they need to get one of these 3 games. They need to get a couple that they're not supposed to get.
Yeah.
They got one of those last night against the Memphis Grizzlies. Even without John Morant, they still have Desmond Bane. They still have Jaren Jackson. They still have Vince Williams. Like, they still have Santi Aldama. They still have a ton of depth. It was a good win for the Portland Trailblazers last night. And coming out of that, it was a very impressive first half. It was a very impressive start to the second, third, and fourth quarters. But my God, 29 combined points in the fourth quarter of that game between the Grizzlies and Blazers. The Grizzlies hit one shot in the first 11 minutes, I think 16 seconds of the fourth quarter. They could not get anything done.
I think the Blazers went on like a 20-4 run or at some point in third into the fourth. It was pretty insane.
I mean, the level of chippiness and nastiness that kind of came out of that game, this Blazers identity being rooted in defense is becoming real.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Well, you talk about a guy like Tamani Kamara, and then on top of, you know, the praise for Denny Avia to start this segment, I think the Blazers can officially say they have two of the most undervalued talents in the NBA on both sides of the floor. Is Tamani consistently a scorer? No, but he can get to the hoop, and he's had a couple of highlight dunks in the last week and a half. So people know who Tamani Kamara is now on the offensive end. So, you know, if you're talking about building a team like you have to in Portland, where essentially you depend on draft success and you depend on trades to get this team to where you need it to be, it's something hugely positive for the future that you've got two very undervalued around the NBA guys where they're just getting paid nothing compared to what the production that they're giving you is per night. Now, when it comes to the Blazers' playoff position, I guess it's nice to see them out of the play-in by two games. I understand that you also don't think that they should be going for this. I don't either. I know that the players, you know, probably it would make them feel a lot better and make them...
It's not a probably. Yeah, it's a real thing.
Make them feel like they have something to accomplish.
Look, Chauncey Billups in the post-game press conference last night, we don't look at the standings. It's the game in front of us, the game in front of us. It's coach speak. It's everything that kind of goes with it.
Yeah,
but it's what he's preaching.
Are.
But no, like, he is preaching that. The game in front of you, the game in front of you. If you win games, if you take care of business, good things will happen.
Exactly. They're doing that to make good things happen, not to tank and get a spot higher in the draft. And that's where I think the problem lies. And the question is worth asking, Danny, what does this play-in accomplish for you? If eventually, you know, you've already made a mistake trading Jeremy Grant. You're going to trade him at some point in the next year when his contract's expiring, or two possibly, if you still want to do that with Anthony Simons. How valuable is this play-in to the Blazers? It doesn't seem like they're going to get over the Sacramento Kings. There's 12 games to play, and they would have to beat the Kings in record to lose their pick to the Chicago Bulls. So that's not going to happen, right?
Well, that would be very unlikely. It's a step further than that, because I've seen a few people text this in on the fan text line. Making the play-in would be bad because they would lose their pick. They would not lose their pick by virtue of making the play-in.
No, it's the...
You actually have to make the top eight. So... If the Blazers, let's say they finish 10th, because, I mean, 9th is still even mathematically on the table. It'd be difficult, but either way, they're going to be 9 or 10 if they make it in the play-in, which means they would have to win both play-in games. Okay. So they'd have to beat the if they're the 10, they'd be the 9, and then they'd have to play the winner of the other bracket, or that looks to be the loser of the other bracket.
But there is still a small possibility they could lose out on their draft pick, but not guaranteed making the play-in. Okay.
So they would have to actually win two games to get into the actual playoffs to lose that draft pick that is owed to Chicago all the way out until 2027. It is lottery protected until 2027. it is a deal that will seemingly haunt this franchise forever.
I mean, and if they say they give that pick up, you're missing out on a guy like we were just talking with Boss Band Jeff Austin before, like Maxime Reynaud, like from Stanford. There's a guy maybe in the early 20s or lower teens that would be a possibly valuable piece for your team going forward. But if you miss out on that, then what do you do? And do you just, you know, write this play-in off as like, well, experience for the guys and something to build on? This isn't an elite NBA team as it stands. It's a good core, but they need to build, and they won't be able to build if they make this play-in.
So here's the crazy thing about all of this. And again, I'm caveating this. My belief is that they should steer for that
for sure.
Best possible odds at this point in time. I was doing the math on this last night. For them to make the play-in, they're probably going to have to get to 39 wins.
Yeah.
Okay, they are currently sitting at 31. Okay, now...
their schedule's hard.
It's not as... the Suns have the toughest schedule in the NBA remaining. It is brutal.
Mm-hmm.
But think about this. Not even just making the play-in. If I told you this team at the beginning of the season was going to win 39 games... how crazy would that sound to you?
I would have been shocked and told you you need to go have a beer and maybe figure some things out. I have been unbelievably...
I mean, that's bonkers.
No.
And,
yeah. Okay,
and when you take a step back, and again, this is not me trying to polish the turd. It's you would be at 2 games under 500.
Yep.
For a team that was projected to win 21 and a half games, and I thought they would barely squeak over that.
Mm-hmm.
I've stood by that. I did not think this team was good, and by God, were they not good to start this season. They were bad. And they came into this season with the intention of being bad. That was a thing that everybody was talking about. We aren't charting wins and losses. We don't, you know, it's about development. Thing is, they've developed.
Yep.
Scoot has developed. Denny's developed. Tua's developed. Shaden's developed. Donovan's developed. I mean, even the veterans have developed. Like, they're a better than a bad team. They are almost a good average team.
Yeah.
And if they finish with that, they will have earned it. And again, I don't think that's necessarily the path that I would go down.
Mm-hmm.
But if they get to 39 wins, they will have earned it.
I agree.
And that's it's such an insane thing to think about coming out of the gate. Just, I cannot wrap my head around that. Like, that whole deal. Everything about that is just kind of crazy when you kind of take a step back.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.